This is Raymond Jenkins from Corcoran State Prison. Represent organization of Inmate Life Matter. Walk the Yard and Fair Changes, the organization that I'm with. Today I'm going to be discussing on a topic that calls the name of this story is basically just saying, are we still in slavery in the prison system? Is this the new Jim Crow? So are we still in slavery in the prison system? We call the new Jim Crow. And the reason why I'm going to be talking about that this whole February is because of Black History Month. I know we have proved a lot in the yearly that have been going, and we still have a lot of work to do. I think that basically that I see from George Floyd to the other young lady that, you know, was killed by law enforcement, I think we doesn't take the responsibility of how they got in the situation to let them to lose their life. A lot of kind of sweep it under the rug when our loved one is wrong. Our loved one is out there doing something that they have no business, and we sweep it under the rug when something happened to them, instead of facing the fact that we should have helped them more than what we did. And we blame other people for what our loved one have been out there doing. We're afraid to stand up and speak on that our loved one that, you know, that did some things that shouldn't have been doing is wrong. I think we point the finger at everybody except for ourselves. As America, we should not point the finger every time something happened without getting the facts. We doesn't listen to the facts at all. We only listen to what we want to listen to, and that's the bad part. But we never listen to the good part of certain issues here. There's a lot of things that's going on in the prison system that need to be addressed pertaining to Black, whites, Latino, Spanish, and others. There's a lot of things going on that's been swept under the rug as race issues that's in the prison system. We now have tablets that they say is supposed to be something that we have more contact with our loved ones. But in a way, in different up, is have contact with other people in the prison system that people can look up them and find out why they're here or what's going on with them. And sometimes it can backfire and hurt the person because you have people that doesn't have the respect to understand another person, why what he did or what he did or why he's in here. We're so eager to judge. And like I said, you judging them and somebody judging you. We doesn't see that because we close our eyes to that. So to me, it's just any person that take advantage of something that folks would be something to help us and use that against people is a criminal. It's wrong. And for their family to support that and promote that and help them of looking up people that they have no knowledge who these people is in here. And it's like you're spending your time trying to figure out who what's wrong with this person, then you're not looking at yourself. In the prison now, you are a prisoner, just like the other person a prisoner. You know better than that person. You know, your crime doesn't, you know, it's like my crime is not like that, so I'm better than that person. No, your crime is a crime. It might be different, but in the long run, you still broke the law. We have to be more responsible and more creative, an idea of not putting people out on front that we doesn't know. I'm just going to speak a little on the politician, just a little bit, just basically saying that we know Donald Trump, and we hope that people hope that he doesn't get the seat of president. But we're looking at because we doesn't like him. We're not looking at what he can do and what he have done. We only looking at, well, we don't like him. He say he's a racist. We don't know that. But people say things out of their mouth all the time. We say African American, as me being one African American, we say things that it can sound racist, but we doesn't look at that. We only look at the big other picture. And when things do happen, we always say, well, we didn't mean it like that. And it's like, what? How did you mean it? It's still the same. So we can't judge people because of what we doesn't like them. We have to judge about their character, about the way they present, approach them, you know, present themselves as a human. So February, they say it's the month Black History Month. And every day is really Black History Month. It's not just for one month. So we sometimes we look at things, Juneteenth, same thing. We hurt each other on days that months that we said it's supposed to celebrate. So black on black crime is a really big problem issue. And we have to kind of take responsibility to work on that before we're able to work on something else that have no meaning to. So this is what I'm, saying, and I hope that y'all have a feedback on it. And once again, my name is Raymond Jenkins. That's going to State Prison. CDC number is BM4522-4B3RC58, P.O. Box 3481, Corcoran, C-O-R-C-O-R-A-N, California, 93212. You can also text, email, if you open up an account on, it's called gettingout.com, and open your account on information, you can email me, and I can email back on the tablets, and I would love to hear from you. So I wanted to say to talk to you next week, and I know it'd be February the 1st, and I will be discussing on February the 1st, on black crime in the United States. Thank you, and have a nice day.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.